The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
So, Johnny, one of the things I love about entertainment news is when celebrity people make you feel like do things that are super relatable.
Okay.
It's just like the kinds of things that happen to me all the time. You know, it's like they spill their sodas too. They put their pants on one leg at a time. Well, here's one of those for you. E! News claims that Beyonce and Jay-Z were at an art auction in L.A. on Saturday when their daughter Blue Ivy accidentally bid $19,000 on an acrylic painting of a young Sidney Poitier.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, this has happened to me before. You just don't always know what to do in those situations. Jay-Z kept trying to stop Blue Ivy from raising her hand, but she did get that bid in there. Fortunately, the day was saved when Tyler Perry won the artwork with a $20,000 bid.
Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah, it's one of those things where, I mean, I'm just going to say maybe they were holding Blue Ivy and she kept raising her hand up in the air. And maybe she happened to be holding the auction paddle. That's my thought. Or it could be she's just sitting in her throne that her parents bought for her for this her portable throne that she has. And they were just letting her do all the bids.
They were feeding her grapes. Well, they weren't. They had servants to do that.
Yeah, they're four nannies that they have for those kids. But check this out. So Contact Music says that Havana was the hardest song that Camila Cabello has written. According to the site, she says, it's crazy because that was definitely by far the hardest song to write on the album. It got to the point where I remember my mom and my manager were like, don't even work on Havana anymore because we don't even have a song. So for my birthday, I went to the studio with Pharrell and we were on a couch and he started singing something and then I started singing something and we figured out the words in like 20 minutes. So
that's interesting because that song isn't very complex.
No, I think it, yeah. My thought is that maybe she wanted to write a song about Havana, but didn't know where to go with it. And then finally it just kind of
she was overthinking it maybe. And then she's like, if all I got to do is just say Havana.
Yeah. What do I do? Maybe if I just keep writing Havana on a piece of paper and just singing it in different ways, maybe that'll be the song. And
it kind of worked.
It's a little more than that, but a lot of it is, I mean, the chorus at least is pretty much Havana, 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 na, 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 na.
That's about it.
And she's got a hit song out of the deal, so why not? But that's the Entertainment Wrap for today.